Direct southwest of the Diamond Throne, where the Buddha gained enlightenment, you go a little way. And there you come to the great cemetery of Chili Grove. Decaying things fills its entire extent. The ground is soft and marshy, and waving reeds perpetually in motion grow out of the decay flowing everywhere. In the center of this cemetery is a platform, smooth and regular, made of precious gems and shaped like the palm of the hand. In the center of this central space, there is a stupa, resting in the place where it landed, tossed into this place of decay by the hands of the gods. It is known as the great, magnificent stupa, whose name is Giver of Supreme Bliss. It looks on the outside like a stupa, but go inside and you discover it is a huge palace made of gold and rubies, diamonds and emeralds, with floors of sparkling lapis lazuli. The stupa has a door of shining copper leafed with gold. This palace in the shape of a stupa carries above as a crown the bowl of the sky, the parasol of bodhisattva aspiration, and the vase of initiation. The stupa makes continuous music for all. On its sides there are bells, gongs and chimes, ringing out enticing, inviting sound. But a feature of Chili Grove are the many darkenees who dwell there. For in that cemetery, there are darkenees of all kinds. For example, there are darkenees whose eyes blaze light like midday suns. Others have the bodies made of thunderclaps and ride water buffalo in a rushing swarm. Others wield lethal sabers. It is the darts of their eyes that arrest you dead. Others wear entire fresh corpses and ride upon tigers. Others mount on slinking jackals and raise lances made of fire. Others with five heads arranged in a mandala bathe themselves in lakes of blood. And there are still others in whose limitless hands carry and sustain the endless generation of living beings. Still others cut off their heads and charge about, swinging them like burning lanterns. Others cut out their own hearts and engagingly display them to you in their open palms. Others violently whip open their sides to make a display to you of their gaping wounds. In the center of Chili Grove, there is a lake called Cloud of Purification. The lake is a watery charnel ground where ghosts dwell. Padmasambhava came to this cremation ground, his mind given entirely to the conversion of all the beings who dwelt in that place. He strode straight up to the central stupa and made a couch of the moist and dry corpses being left. He was entirely resolute and committed. All the beings of the cemetery immediately sensed his arrival, and tremulous they made him their offerings of supplication in the form of fruits rare and beautiful. The Darkanese especially gathered and prostrated again and again. Padmasambhava stayed in Chili Grove for 5 years, teaching all the vehicles of the Dharma to the Darkanese. Then, Padmasambhava came to the cemetery, mysterious apparitions. Padmasambhava arrived in the realm of the Sala trees. We came to the cemetery ground called New Mysterious Apparitions. In the center of the cemetery is the stupa Kapita, which arose of itself. And that is where a great blood-drinking mammal lives. In the southwest is the tree of the tombs, called Golden Security, which nourishes with its laden branches the creatures who dwell among the tombs. In the northwest is the magnificent lake of the tombs, called Truly Excellent. And in this lake dwell many daughters of the earth spirits, who splash about in the guise of lively cadavers. In the northeast is the funeral fire called Cloud of Smoke, and in the dancing flames always at play are the eaters of men, oxen, and horses, whose energies never tire of playing their games for sport. In the southeast is the great wind of the cemetery, where shadows dance wildly, each dissimilar from each other, and each unique. They are blown about without number, like dust blown by the wind. Each one an impossible creature, among whom none are of the dead, none are of the living, none are young, and none are grown old. And every single one of them who live and are in perpetual motion, driven on the wind, are themselves, each of them, of a nature utterly inconceivable. What can I say about the Lady of the East? More than she is mistress of what is nothing more definite than things. So that she is called Lady of Things. She goes about mounted on a corpse as a magic carpet. She flies through the air, raised up by her own power. And it was here too that Padmasambhava made turn the wheel of the Dharma for the Dakinis. And he stayed there another 5 years. It was for his sojourn in this cremation ground that he earned and received the name Turdrengzao, which means Rosary of Stars.